commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
We now know the holiday concert playlist that sparked the controversy over the Masters singers in Warsaw. Here it is. First up, a two-part harmony number that combines Winter Wonderland and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Next, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, a song that reminds us that Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day and offers tidings of comfort and joy. Next, we come to a song done in the style of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It's called Getting in the Mood. The master singers some years ago dressed up as classic radio cast members from the 1920s and 30s. This song is in that style. Followed by Joy to the World, the most performed Christmas carol in the Western Hemisphere. Then they'd perform Jingle Bell Rock in four-part harmony. Then a quietly reflective version of Silent Night. Their performance closes with an upbeat medley of pop Christmas songs called Jingle All the Way. Seven selections all celebrate the Judeo-Christian Christmas of exchanging gifts and being of good cheer. There are three that are religious in nature, and two of them would be considered sacred music. So here's the problem. This is a repertoire that would withstand any court challenge. No one is singing to win converts to Christ. The religious songs all have historical significance. They are not being presented in the context of a church service or a prayer hour. And the songs that aren't Christian-themed are pop standards that are in no way inappropriate for a holiday concert. Now that I've seen the song list, the issue has changed for me. This isn't a question of the Warsaw School District being defensive about the possibility of being sued. If someone threatens a lawsuit, the district should simply say, "Bring it on." No, this is about the judgment of school staff members who are screening, reviewing, and accepting or rejecting holiday music. They are pushing an agenda, and it's an anti-Christian agenda. In my mind, the problem goes deeper now. It's not just a question of what the school district's policy will be. The issue lies with the people who are overseeing and enforcing that policy. Where judgment and interpretation are required, we've already seen what side their decisions will come down on.